Welcome to University Drive, your pathway to the transformational work of University of the Bahamas. Our goal is to build a better Bahamas by shaping tomorrow's leaders today, finding solutions to challenges, and forging new opportunities for growth. University Drive, where faculty, staff, students, and alumni travel the road of progress together with you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to University Drive Season 10 with new and exciting conversations that impact you. I'm your host, Tamika Lundy. Over the next hour, we're exploring the profound impact of lifelong learning and continuing education on individuals, communities, and societies at large. How does this contribute to shaping our world and helping us to flourish? In this age of information where knowledge is a currency more valuable than ever, we'll talk about how learning, adaptation, and innovation play a fundamental part in driving our nation forward. Joining us are Interim Dean of CLEARN at UB, which stands for Continuing Education and Lifelong Learning, Lotta Sharon Knowles, and Director of CLEARN, Tammy Archer. Welcome and thank you both for joining us. This is your first time here, but we hope it won't be your last.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
I can't imagine how come it's taken you until 10 seasons to get here, a lot of Sharon Knowles.
Good things take time. It's only but we're here, and that's what matters. We are here.
I don't know if you've been hiding, but University Drive will seek you out.
Consider me warned.
All right, let's begin with you telling us about your roles at UB and how you each uniquely approach it. Lotus, we'll start with you and then we'll transition on to Tammy.
Okay, thank you so much. So I am the Interim Dean of CLEARN, and my role, well, I lead the unit, first of all, and I help the departments within the unit to grow, to flourish, to be innovative, and to just be really, really good at what we do. My primary role for continuing education is program development. And so I meet with stakeholders. I talk to people in the community. I research with other university continuing education, professional development schools are doing. And then I look to see what's needed in the Bahamas. And then together I find the content developers and we create programs, new programs for our area. And other than that, I supervise three wonderful directors who are really, really excellent at what they do. Over to you, Tammy.
Thank you. And my role here in the unit of continuing education and lifelong learning is the director of personal and professional development. So I am responsible for our training that we offer to the Bahamian people at large, as well as to, in particular, our corporate clients, because we do specialize in customized training that we can offer to the corporate world. And in particular, we love to celebrate the journey towards knowledge and expansion and new understanding, right? So our purpose is really, and my purpose is to strengthen the human potential, one individual at a time. And we invite everyone to come and learn with us here at CS or CLEARN, because this is the institution, the premier institution in the Bahamas, and we offer quality education to our students.
When we say continuing education and lifelong learning, what are we really talking about? What do we mean? And why is this subject matter and developing this really important for everyone and for a nation at large? People may not actually understand the impact, the benefits, the implications of continuous learning on their lives and on the future that we want to create. What do we mean by that?
Okay, that's a really weighty question and a very important one. I'm so happy that you asked it. So continuing education, some universities call it professional development, professional education. It's Well, first of all, there are two parts to it. So for continuing education, the professional side of it is about taking certificate programs, certificate courses to enhance your career. Also, persons who want to take specialized examinations, we offer the courses to help prepare them for those examinations. So continuous learning is all about after, once you've gotten a job, some people are even looking for a job, certificates will help you to, one, it will help your earning potential. It will show to your employer that you love learning, you're open to change, that you're not a stagnant employee. And so it gives your employer some confidence of the type of person that they're hiring. It can also show potential employers that you have a specific skill that's required for a unique position. It also boost your resume, learning new things. And I like to encourage people to learn across disciplines. And that's one of the beauties of continuous learning for certificate programs, is because you can study so many different subjects. There are no special prerequisites or requirements to learn different topics. So continuous learning, lifelong learning, especially, that's another segment. Lifelong learning is all about being open to learning new things. Tamika, I'll never forget the lady I met when I was doing my bachelor's degree in Alabama, Miss Pruitt, Emma Pruitt. She was 82 years old, and she was doing a course in American literature. And when that lady walked into the classroom, I was shocked, like, what is this woman doing in here? And she said, there is always something new to learn. And she is a lover of lifelong learning, and she was such an inspiration. So at any age, you know, keeping the brain active, learning new things sharpens you. You know, if you don't learn, you become dull. And so lifelong learning, professional development, it's all a part of growing as an individual, expanding your knowledge base, and just having more to contribute.
Wow. All I want to say is go Emma, right?
<Yeah. laughs> And in addition to what the Lotus is saying about lifelong learning, lifelong learning means that you are equipping yourself to deal with the world. You become a more well-rounded individual, right? Because you are constantly learning new things and developing. So that's me and my take on lifelong learning in brief.
And as we go, as we go forward, as the years and the era changes, you know, it's called different things: reskilling, upskilling, retooling, right? So What is the appetite in the Bahamas for personal and professional development? How is that looking? How was it? And how is it now? Is it changing? Is it growing? Is the appetite growing? Are you seeing it staying as is? Are we stagnant? Is it dwindling? What's happening out there on the ground?
Okay, Tammy, you want to start with this one?
I absolutely believe that the appetite is growing. I think we have now come into an age where everyone realizes the need for professional development and to grow and to become more knowledgeable in certain areas. And then we find some hobbies, some things that we may like. So I find that we have a populace now where persons just want to learn new things, especially with the role of technology. So as we offer classes here at CLearn, we offer classes in the needs of the people and for what they're asked for. They ask us to offer courses in technology. They ask for photography classes and the new technology like the TikTok. So we have listened to the populace, and we are also going to be offering those classes to them. So we definitely have a hefty appetite here in the Bahamas for lifelong learning.
Okay, if I may add to that, if you don't mind. You know, the shift, we can see a shift in the way people think about education, because while historically the traditional way to launch or grow a career path was through a degree program, but students and adults are now looking for other ways to advance their skill sets, and certificate programs offer that. We know that a degree is longer, usually about 4 years, and there are a range of courses that range from general education courses to courses specific to a major or minor. But the beauty of a certificate, on the other hand, is that you can achieve a quality certificate after you've completed short courses in a particular area directly related to your field. General education courses are not included. So the time is much shorter, and you come away with a fresh, deep understanding of the subject matter. And so we do see that people are wanting more certificate programs. And we see that employers are recognizing that when you hire somebody who has a certificate program, that person is coming with workforce ready skills that can be applied right away to the job. Whereas bachelor degree programs, and they are great. You know, I have a bachelor's degree. They're great. But the field of study is general. Certificate programs are very specific. And I just want to point out that this at the end of the month, Tamika, we're having our first graduation in UB North for our students who've completed their online certificate programs. And we're graduating roughly 50 persons. And so from all over the islands, they're coming from all over the islands to Freeport to participate physically in that graduation program. So we are so excited about what we're seeing. And we just want to encourage people to continue learning. There are great benefits to learning.
And there's a trend about stackable credentialing, where you can take a series of courses and programs that actually lead you to a degree, which I think is wonderful, especially for individuals who are already working professionals, because it is always good to evolve in any market, in any business. And I think for working professionals, this may be a little bit more palatable and for them to do, considering that they do have jobs that they have to fulfill. How have you found that?
Well, we're running, so we have two sets of offerings. We have our online offering, and then we have face-to-face courses as well. So we're giving people options. Some people, for convenience, prefer online style, the online mode of learning. And other persons prefer that classroom interaction with their fellow colleagues, fellow classmates. And so we find that for most people who are, the time management is a big deal for them, or maybe they have jobs where they cannot come to a classroom, a lot of them are doing the online route. They're taking the online route. And our online programs are going very well, very well. They're constantly going. We can offer a lot more programs because they are online. Whereas in the face-to-face, we have challenges with spacing. But I've found from the data that I've seen that people are very interested across the islands of the Bahamas, especially those family islands too, Tamika, because there is no institution of higher learning on those islands. And so for family island students, the online certificate programs are, you know, a blessing in disguise to many of them.
I've always said, and it's quite true, that no university can grow and thrive in isolation. But particularly for University of the Bahamas, where its mission is integral to national development, it needs partnerships, it needs stakeholders, the community that buy in and that support. But in continuing education and lifelong learning, when you're talking about offering personal and professional development programs that meet industry needs and that are responsive to what people are looking for and really need in the job market, it means that you have to work with partners, with stakeholders, with different entities, I would imagine, governmental and non-governmental organizations. Tell me about that partnership building and how that directly impacts your offerings.
I'll take that question.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely. We do have partners in the industry. We do have the need for interacting with our partners in preparation for our courses and the offerings to the students and to the public of the Bahamas. So right at the moment, we are currently partnering with an organization, Smarter Bahamas, to offer to, I guess I would not even say the youth. This offering can be offered to high school graduates all the way up to working professionals over a period of 5 to 10 years. We're offering data analytics at this particular time. That course starts on October 10th, right here at Continuing Education. And we will be facilitating a 4-month program in the instruction of applications like Excel and Tableau. We'll be teaching programming languages like SQL and Python, because we found too that there is also a need for the skill set in the Bahamian public, right, or in the workplace. And our partner, Smarter Bahamas, facilitated by the great His Excellency Sebastian, has had a vision along the way. It's very similar to ours, where he finds that there may be persons who may want to take the quicker, shorter route to education and tooling up and retooling and preparing for a career in maybe another area or another field. And so this facilitation is a boot camp style career accelerator program that will prepare our students for work the workplace and working in particular in data analytics. So I absolutely agree. There's definitely a need for partnering with our fellow partners out there in the industry. And as well as we do work also with government industries and government agencies, government departments to facilitate specialized training, customized training that they may have a need for within their organization.
Well, the area of data analytics is an uber dynamic area where we definitely need to increase our skill set. Are there other ways that you are working with industry to develop the programs and skills building opportunities that are needed?
Yes, actually. So institutions or person per, different entities within different industries would contact us, talk about employee skill gaps, and we would meet with them. The last project that we did was with Bahama, and they needed to upscale their chauffeur, executive chauffeurs. So they told us what they needed them to know, what they needed them to be able to do, the types of information they should share when driving their special guests, et cetera. And we created a course expressly for them, executive chauffeuring. And that course was taught by several professionals in different fields. And that was the beauty, that's one of the beauties of partnering with persons with industry partners, because they would get the experience from many different professionals in different specific areas. So we had the director of Antiquities, Dr. Christopher Curry. He came and spoke about historical sites and gave the executive chauffeurs some real factual information that they can give. We had a communication specialist come and talk about intercultural communication, understanding the different cultures that you're dealing with. We had someone come in and talk about time management. We also had an inspector come in and talk about the new road traffic laws. And of course, the main professor was a master defensive driver who taught them about driving in a convoy, who actually gave them practical and theoretical experience in that particular area. And they were really, really impressed, and they were very satisfied with what their chauffeurs learned from that experience.
This all sounds very exciting, working together to make our society better. This is a good time for us to take our first break. You're listening to University Drive. We'll be back after this.
Are you ready to take your knowledge or career to new heights? Don't wait to invest in your future. Do it now. How? Earn a professional development certificate from University of the Bahamas. Whether you're looking to enhance your leadership abilities, sharpen your technical skills, or explore a new field entirely, our Continuing Education and Lifelong Learning Center has the ideal course for you. We offer single-phase electrical, ethics and procurement, accounting for entrepreneurship, stop managing, start leading, dynamic presentations, digital marketing, superior customer service, and justice of the peace. We even have courses on smartphone photography, TikTok videos, defensive driving, and interacting with difficult people. Or open the door to new languages with English as a second language, conversational Chinese, and Spanish in the workplace. Our instructors are experts in their fields, and they are here to support you every step of the way. Call us at 302-4449. Enroll today.
Chapter One Bookstore is proud to serve the students, faculty, and staff of the University of the Bahamas and the community at large. We are the premier choice for the purchase of university textbooks and supplies and UB logo apparel, paraphernalia, and gifts. We also carry a wide variety of school supplies, learning aids, and leisure books. Visit our copy center for all of your printing, copying, and binding needs. Chapter One Bookstore is located on the ground floor of the Michael H. Eldon Complex on University Drive. Shop with us on Monday through Saturday. You can contact us at 397-2650 or email at chapter1@ub.edu.bs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chapter One Bookstore. Chapter One, the premier choice.
Back we are on University Drive. Our guests are Dean Lotta Sharon Knowles and Ms. Tammy Archer of Continuing Education and Lifelong Learning at University of the Bahamas. We are talking about upskilling, retooling, reskilling, and developing the competencies that you need to make you more marketable in the job market for career advancement and enhancement. And so we've laid the foundation. Now let's talk specifically about the programs that CLEARN, that's the acronym, is offering for personal and professional development. I took a look at the list, but I'd like for Lottis, either you or Tammy, share the listing of programs that CLEARN is offering in person, because I also know that your center also is offering online courses, but then you're also offering in-person courses as well. So take us through the listing of what's available.
Okay, before I have Tammy go into the program for this coming semester, for the fall, I just wanna say, yes, we do offer online and in-person. Our online courses have started from the start of September, I think, or maybe the end of August, and they continue year round. And anyone can just go to the UB website to find out more information about that, or to the Facebook page. For this semester, though, I want Tammy to speak specifically about the courses that we're running. And then if you don't mind, Tamika, we can talk about the programs that we're going to start come spring semester.
Great, great. So absolutely, Tamika, we are offering a full fall schedule here at CLEARN. And the face-to-face courses are, for the most part, here in the Oaksville campus, or at the Oaksville campus. Our online courses are facilitated through our Northern Bahamas office. But here locally at the Oaksville campus, we're starting off with a single-phase electrical course, licensing course that would actually be able, starting on the 13th. This one we're planning to delay because we're just waiting for enrollment to increase for the single phase. So if you persons are still out there interested in the single phase, we will be extending that registration by a week. But Tamika, I wanted to share that we are offering courses all the way from $1,200 right on down to free. So we have free day seminars, or a few hours seminars that we're offering. We call them Let's Talk. We're going to target our senior citizens in these sessions because we want them to come in and share with us, learn and share with us about specific topics. In particular, our first Let's Talk session is going to be on how migration shapes the economic and social development of the Bahamas. So that one is coming up in October, on October 18th. And then I also wanted to share how we have courses that are as low as $100. And these are one-day, full-day seminars, in particular on topics like interacting with difficult people, right? Ethics and procurement. So our one-day seminars are available, and they begin at $100. In addition, we are offering foreign languages to our students, and they can come and learn English as a second language. They can come and learn Chinese, Mandarin, right? Or maybe they just maybe interested in Spanish, right? A regular Spanish course. And all of these courses we offer our first level and our second levels. That's our foreign language. We have some exciting personal development courses that are coming up in smartphone photography. Our October offering begins with photography and the TikTok masterclass that we plan to offer. And then quickly coming up on our schedule is defensive driving. So our defensive driving course is a 10-week course that will facilitate the education of the Bahamian driver, and that can be from a regular driver, me and you, or we're targeting our armored car drivers, our ambulance drivers, right? Our chauffeurs. So we want to help educate our Bahamian drivers on being a defensive driver, right? And that course is about $450, but that is going to be worth every penny. So we encourage persons to also sign up for courses that may run over a longer period of time, over that day or two, that runs for 10 weeks. Now, what I can truly say is one of our most popular courses for this fall session, Tamika, is our Justice of the Peace course. That's another 10-week course that begins on Friday. It's a $600 fee for that course. But Magistrate Darrence Rule Davis is actually going to be the facilitator for this course. And he has expressed his excitement in coming in and educating our JPs, or those persons who are just interested in becoming a JP, on the duty and the roles of that position. So we do have a gamut, a wide conglomerate of courses that we're offering this semester in the fall of 2023, Tamika. And in particular, we won't leave off our marketing courses, right? Because this is part of what we're doing here today. We are offering marketing. We're offering dynamic presentation skills. So those courses are coming up also in the following week. That's next week. So shortly, we will be in full swing, CLEARN, for the fall semester with all of our course offerings. And we do have all of our courses listed on our web catalog. So persons can visit the ub.edu.bs website. And once you select Elevate, because you may not see CLEARN, but Elevate is our portal. And under the Elevate option, they would be able to view all of our course offerings. And that would be face-to-face as well as the online offerings in Northern Bahamas.
It's so interesting to hear about the wide range of courses that are available at CLEARN. All I want to ask is, can we get every single existing driver in the Bahamas to take the defensive driving course? Asking for me.
Asking for a friend.
Absolutely. It is much needed.
It is so needed. It is so needed. Approach any roundabout in Nassau, Bahamas, and you will have a heart attack. It is so needed. Sure. But something I want to point out, a few people have asked me, what is a TikTok class? And I just want to let people know that is actually a marketing class for persons who have small businesses, who have a small advertising budget. You will learn how to not just download the TikTok application, but you will learn about videography. You will learn about how to interact with your customers. You will learn about effective tools and tips to drive your business. You know, and TikTok is very popular, and it is a very affordable way of marketing your business. So that's just not a, it is a fun class, of course, but it's not just for somebody who wants to learn how to use an app. It is for business owners who want to advertise and push their products and services, but don't have a lot of money. We're going to show you how you can do that effectively using TikTok.
But I want to take the 10,000 foot view as I think about University of the Bahamas being responsive to the needs of industry, because we all know that one of the skill sets that employers really want their hires to have is knowing how to adequately and appropriately communicate. The full range of communication skills. And when you talk about TikTok and marketing and presentation skills and smartphone photography and all of this, you're really talking about a full broad range of communication skill sets that really help you to be more emotionally intelligent, and that could be game changers for businesses and industries, right?
Right. Absolutely. And I'm happy you brought up communication, because what we didn't tell you was that we do have some excellent communication courses that can be taken for a certificate. We have we have communication skills course, and that course teaches the person on the job how to respond, how to communicate with those around them, building healthy communication climates. We offer the business communication course that tells people how to communicate in a business environment. We have the writing, you know, so we offer speech, writing, general basic communication using nonverbal and verbal communication skills. So we have a wide range of courses that can help persons to be effective, much better communicators, for their companies, and to be, also teach them how to build goodwill for their organizations. And we know how important goodwill is for the success of a company.
One of the other courses that I am really intrigued by is the procurement. Tell us more about that.
So I'll tell you about the procurement. We have a procurement course. There's two courses that are being offered. And then I think I'll turn it over to Dean Lottis to speak about the procurement program that we have also that we're beginning as a result of these two courses. So we are facilitating the learning for any individual who may be in the field of purchasing, who may be in the field of logistics for their organization. So we have an ethics in procurement one-day seminar that begins, I think that one begins on October 21st. And that course will introduce them to the ethical aspects of procurement, right? And all of, maybe it will also take us into the government officials' ethics code as well. And then we're offering a second course, procurement and planning. And in this class, they will kind of explore the both practical and theoretical concepts that come along with procurement management. And so they would learn the skills to be able to assist their organization in proper planning and procurement to facilitate either savings or proper procurement of items. And then these two courses will lead our learners into a full-fledged procurement and logistics management certificate program.
Okay, great. I would certainly love to tell you more about the certificate in procurement and logistics management. So as Tammy said, we're offering two this semester, the seminar in procurement ethics and the procurement and planning course. After completing those, I just want to say that next semester, if there are people who want to sign up for this program that officially starts in January, those two courses will be offered again. Persons who've taken it this semester can sit out and then wait for the other courses to run. But following procurement and planning, we have demand forecasting and procurement, bid management and decision-making, procurement and risk management, purchase management, logistics and supply chain management. So we offer the full gamut of information that a person who is responsible for buying bulk for their organization that they can use. And at the end, in Tamiko, those persons will be eligible to sit an international qualifying exam as a certified procurement officer. So it's a rich program. It's new, and we developed it because people have been asking for something of this nature. And so we are happy to offer it to the public, and we would like to see a lot of people take it and, you know, save the organization some money, you know, by buying better, buying smarter, and just knowing the market a whole lot better.
You know, what's really interesting is that when we think about continuing education and lifelong learning, I'm wondering if there is also an opportunity here for the university to reconnect and re-engage with alumni, not only in terms of taking these courses, but in terms of being instructors, because we have a lot of alumni who are experts, right? Who have a lot of knowledge to share. Is that something that's happening?
It's interesting you should ask that, because this semester, quite a few of our professors are alumni of the institution, especially the personal development courses. We're able to bring back some of our journalism graduates who have their own businesses in the field and are doing extremely well, who are really knowledgeable about the courses, particularly smartphone photography, the TikTok masterclass. So we do engage our alumni, and we welcome them. We welcome them to get in touch with us, talk to us, let us know their field of study, their experience. We usually ask anybody who's teaching for any area in professional development that you must have some experience in the field, a significant amount of experience, because you're not teaching high school students. You're teaching people who are working in these different fields. And so you must come with real world experiences to share and to give. But yes, we welcome our alumni to get in touch with us, you know, and bring them on board.
So how does one reach out to CLEARN if they're interested in taking a course or having a conversation about perhaps becoming an instructor? What's the contacts?
We do have a specific email address for CLEARN. It is actually CLEARN, C-E-L-E-A-R-N, CLEARN, P as in Paul, D. So CLEARNPPT@ubu.edu.bs is our email contact. And persons are free to send us an email, send in your questions, concerns, and we will respond to you in a timely manner, as well as you can contact us at 302-4339 or 302-4449. And so you can give us a call and you'll be directed to the members of the Personal Development Department to assist, as well as you're invited to visit us at www.ubu.edu.bs/elevate. That's our link online, so you can go and visit our web catalog. So you are free to contact us. And of course, if you want, my email is going to be tammy.archer@ub.edu.bs. So persons can, there's no reason why someone cannot reach us here at CLEARN at this point in time. So we have many ways that you can reach out, contact us, ask questions, and you will get a response.
What about the folks in Grand Bahama and those in the Family Islands who might be interested in taking a personal or professional development course?
Sure. So the director of CLEARN at UB North is Leslie Dorsett, Ms. Leslie Dorsett. And as I talk to you, I'm looking up the CLEARN number right now for me to give to you. And you can reach her at, the number is, 1 second, Tamika. It's area code 242, of course, 727-2814, 727-2814. You can email Mrs. Dorsett Lewis. Let me not forget her married name. You can email her at Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E dot Dorsett, D-O-R-S-E-T-T, at ub.edu.bs. And I must say they have a robust online platform going there. Lots of professional development programs that they are running. And she is absolutely superb at reaching out and engaging people and getting them in those courses.
All right.
A plug in there for our Northern Bahamas and some of our online courses that are coming up. So if persons want to enroll in project stakeholder management, that course is coming up. We have effective writing for business. So that we'll also be offering that in an online forum. We have Photoshop, bookkeeping, accounting. So we also have human resources. So if persons are still interested in enrolling in some of our courses, we do have our online option in CLEARN Northern Bahamas.
Very good. And so now we're ready to take our second break. You're listening to University Drive, everyone. Back on the other side.
Are you ready to take your knowledge or career to new heights? Don't wait to invest in your future. Do it now. How? Earn a professional development certificate from University of the Bahamas. Whether you're looking to enhance your leadership abilities, sharpen your technical skills, or explore a new field entirely, our Continuing Education and Lifelong Learning Center has the ideal course for you. We offer single-phase electrical, ethics in procurement, accounting for entrepreneurship, stop managing, start leading, dynamic presentations, digital marketing, superior customer service, and justice of the peace. We even have courses on smartphone photography, TikTok videos, defensive driving, and interacting with difficult people. Or open the door to new languages with English as a second language, conversational Chinese, and Spanish in the workplace. Our instructors are experts in their fields and they're here to support you every step of the way. Call us at 302-4449. Enroll today.
Chapter One Bookstore is proud to serve the students, faculty, and staff of the University of the Bahamas and the community at large. We are the premier choice for the purchase of university textbooks and supplies and UB logo apparel, paraphernalia, and gifts. We also carry a wide variety of school supplies, learning aids, and leisure books. Visit our copy center for all of your printing, copying, and binding needs. Chapter One Bookstore is located on the ground floor of the Michael H. Eldon Complex on University Drive. Shop with us on Monday through Saturday. You can contact us at 397-2650 or email at chapter1@ub.edu.bs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chapter One Bookstore. Chapter One, the premier choice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to University Drive. We're talking about developing the skills and competencies needed for today's dynamic global landscape and continuing education and lifelong learning programs at University of the Bahamas. So we were talking about the personal development programs and the professional development courses, that is. But I understand that CLEARN also does industry training and corporate training, which can be tailored for the particular business environment and workplace. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we do definitely offer customized training to our clients, corporate clients. We offer the ability to help you build out a program. We just simply need to know what your needs are within your organization, and we can assist you in building out an actual course. We prepare the course outline, and we will provide the training for you. We will provide you with a skilled instructor for your course, and we will have you send over, or we can come in-house and offer our training to your staff members. So we have facilitated and organized training from in the tourism sector, and just simple introductory to simple skills like mathematics and English, as well as foreign language courses that we can offer. So we do have that option, or you do have, our clients do have the option to come to us to let us know what their needs are, and CLEARN will facilitate those needs for them, building it out, giving you the best prices, corporate prices that you probably can find out here on the market.
Let's talk about the brand of University of the Bahamas and the fact that when people reach out to CLEARN, they're actually also enticed by the strength of the legacy and of teaching and being able to perform once someone can demonstrate that they've been trained by UB, that they've been educated by UB, because our alums and those who have taken our programs flourish in the job market, don't they?
They absolutely do. And we can speak to that because uniquely so, Tamika, I am also a professor at the University of the Bahamas. I'm adjunct, and I've been adjunct here since 1999, uniquely getting my start at CEES, Continuing Education, and I think Expansion. So what was that acronym there, Lourdes?
Continuing Education and Extension Services.
Extension Services. All the way back in 1999, I got my start as an instructor. And I've been at the University of the Bahamas from 1999 until today, currently sitting in the role as an adjunct faculty. So an adjunct faculty collaborating with the corporate client and developing courses for our client. So we are offering a quality product here attached to the University of the Bahamas brand. So you're not only getting professional services from CLEARN, but you are getting quality UB faculty to be able to facilitate these courses for you. And I, alongside Dean Lourdes.
Yes, and I want to say too that I also teach in CLEARN, courses in CLEARN and communication. And I have been teaching communication at UB for 30 years, you know, head of the journalism and communication department, creating new programs and new courses. And so, yes, I can definitely say that our faculty are qualified and experienced in their field, and they know how to teach. That's another thing. Not only do they have the experience and the qualifications, they are seasoned professors, seasoned teachers.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about the longer certificate programs that are available and the demand for them.
Okay, great. I'll talk about that. So next semester in the spring semester, we will start to launch our certificate programs. Not all of these will be launched because we are face-to-face. Now, I just want to point out that on our online platform, they're all there for those who want to take that route. But we are reintroducing our in-person learning because we recognize that not everyone is an online learner. And so we want to meet the needs of all Bahamians, okay? Those who prefer online and those who prefer to be in the classroom. And so we will be, I'm just going to give you the list of programs that we do offer. So we offer the certificate program in human resource management. We have, that is a postgraduate certificate for those persons who may have graduated with an associate or bachelor's degree in another field, but somehow have ended up in the human resources department or would like to transfer to human resources department. You don't have a human resources degree. You can take our certificate program in human resource management. And at the end of that, you also are qualified to take the human resources certificate, international certificate, through one or two of the entities that offer that. We also have the accounts certificate, and that is for somebody who is a supervisor, maybe in a firm, not an accounting firm, maybe a business where there's an accounting department, and maybe someone's worked there for a long time but never had any formalized training in accounting. So we have the account certificate that's tailored to somebody in a more leadership role, a supervisory role. We also have the accounts associate certificate. Now, that's a recent creation, and that's been requested because there are some persons, Tamika, who are just entry-level clerks in an accounting department. And so we teach them bookkeeping, QuickBooks, some writing skills, how to do little short reports. So that's a short program that's for the accounts associate, maybe an entry-level person in an accounting department. We spoke earlier about the procurement and logistics management program, a beautiful and very robust program that we hope a lot of people will take advantage of. We also have event and wedding planning, and that's also a short program for those who want to plan events and weddings and other types of meetings that require, you know, some logistics and some extra special skills that they may have to learn in order to have successful events and meetings. We have the supervisory management program for someone who maybe has been recently promoted. This is for the new supervisor who maybe through years of working or through studying to get a degree is now placed in a supervisory role. We teach you basic leadership skills to help you function in that area. And we have a really tight program that's very suitable for the new supervisor. We have the certified administrative professional. Now, this is for somebody who aspires to be an executive assistant or someone who wants an administrative position in a company or in a firm, or somebody who was already in that position but never did any formalized training. This is an excellent program, and the courses in this program are targeted specifically to the role that person would play. Courses like office procedures, business writing, records management, event planning, because for some places you may have to plan meetings where there's food and that sort of thing involved, planning traveling schedules, minute taking, and some other things that don't come to mind right now, but that is a very, very, very good program for persons who are interested in that. And then we have the advanced leadership program for managers who want to expand their leadership role and their leadership ability. That program, we have some stuff in the making, some upcoming programs that I wanted to share with you. Of course, we have the business analytics coming up. Also, programs in cybersecurity and data protection. We're looking at building a compliance and risk management program. Communication skills for professionals. We have some professionals who are really not good communicators. And so we have courses directed specifically for supervisory leadership management for that level of communication. Okay. And I want to also tell the public, if there is a particular area that you would like for us to develop a program, we're so open. We are so open to hearing from you. And if you would just come in and talk to us and share with us, we don't turn any idea or anyone away. If there is something that you think that we can offer or that you would like to see, that you would like for us to help you develop, that we can run, and there is a market for it, I want you to know that at CLEARN, we are open to learning of all different sizes, different kinds. You know, there's always something new to learn.
It struck me as you were speaking, Lottis, about measuring the impact of these lifelong learning programs. Do you have any success stories that you and Tammy can share about impact?
Actually, let me start first. I would like to talk about the certificate, the administrative professional certificate. So I needed to hire an administrative assistant, and I got applicants, external applicants from many different people, and they were bachelor's degrees in different areas. And I got a particular application from someone who had done the certificate in an administrative professional certificate, and the courses that were attached to that, they were exactly what I needed for the position. And that person got the job over those months with the general bachelor's degree. And I can tell you that just what I expected happened. I mean, she came in ready to go, very little training and, needed. She hit the ground running because she had the workforce skills that I needed right then and there. And so that is just something that made me so happy about choosing somebody with a certificate in exactly what I needed, rather than somebody with a broad business degree who I would then have to spend a lot of time investing and getting them, where I needed them to be for my administrative assistant.
Well, I can tell you that I am new to the chair here at in this seat, but I always have a success stories in terms of my students that I teach here at CLEARN and in any department that I'm in or any school that I'm in, because we find that students come back. I've taught project management, I've taught data analytics. They come back and they share with us. In particular, there was one that I taught project management to, and she's currently now over in, I think it's academic affairs, employed in the academic affairs department. So as I can say, I can truly say that lifelong learning is the key tool of or upskilling tool, and it prepares our students for the real world, and they can move into those departments and move into those roles and perform at a high level.
What advice do you have for individuals who might be considering enrolling in any of your programs or courses, especially if they've been out of formal education for quite some time? Because it must be daunting for them, right?
Yes, I would say don't be afraid. Just take a step forward. Our professors are skilled enough that they can meet you at your level. All you need is a willingness to learn, the commitment to put in the time that is required to be successful at what you're studying, and just an attitude of eagerness to learn something new. That's all you need.
Yes, come with the attitude and come knowing that you will receive quality education from quality instructors at a quality institution. So please do run, come in. We're waiting for you.
Okay, so our time is winding down, and I want to give each of you an opportunity to offer some wrap-up comments, to really reiterate anything that you need to reiterate as we wind down our conversation on continuing education and lifelong learning.
Thank you, Tamika. I want to say something to human resource managers in different organizations who are looking for training opportunities for their staff. Oftentimes, you identify training, that's happening different places, and you send your staff and they come back and you wonder, well, what did they learn? Right? So they may have spent a day out of the office, learn a broad range of things, but when they come back, there's nothing specific that they can hone on that they can apply to the job right away. And that is where we come in, where we can talk to you, find out what it is that you need your employees to know, and we can build a niche program just for you that's guaranteed to give your employees the specific skills that they need to perform better, to make your department more successful. And so, broad training, it has its place, but targeted training is much, much more impactful.
And I just want to share, I think finally wrapping up, I want to encourage everyone to visit our website, go on and review our course offerings, click, and it's just a click and pay online. So there's no more long lines and facilitation of delays in terms of being added on registering for a course. In addition, I want persons to know that if the courses you find are a little bit pricey, those that are over $500, please do give us a call. We can facilitate a payment plan for you for those courses. So just let us know, give us a call. Once we have a $500 or more fee attached to that course, we will assist you in facilitating the payments.
Go ahead and repeat those contacts for CLEARN, please.
So our email is CLEARN, C-E-L-E-A-R-N, P-P-T, so CLEARN P-P-T at ub.edu.bs. That's our general email box, and someone will definitely get back to you. My contact is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, dot Archer at ub.edu.bs. We also have a phone contact. It's 302-4339 or 302-4449. That's a phone contact. And in addition, please visit us at our website at www.ub.edu.bs/elevate.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Lauda Sharon Knowles and Tammy Archer. I've been your host, Tamika Lundy. Don't forget to join us again for a new episode of University Drive, same time, same place, season 10. Do enjoy, and I'll see you again next show.
University Drive is a production of the Office of University Relations at University of the Bahamas. All rights reserved.